Welcome to TanakhStudy.com. This is Jesse Salem, and together we are studying Sefer Yehoshua.
Yehoshua Perek Yutet. In this Perek, we'll see the Nahalot of the last six Shevatim, starting with Shimon, Zebulun, Yisachar, Asher, Naphtali, and finally Dan. The order is interesting. Dat Mikra suggests that we are continuing based on the Degalim, the encampment of Bnei Israel in Sefer Bemidbar. So we finished counting all of Bnei Rachel who encamped together, Ephraim, Menashe, and Binyamin. Since we already mentioned Yehuda and Perek Tetvav, so we continue on with Shevet Shimon, who lived within the territory of Yehuda. That's going to be the first Shevet whose borders we see in this Perek. And after him, we finish off with the other two Shevatim who encamped with Shimon, Zebulun and Yisachar. After that Degel, we'll move on to the last Degel, Asher, Naphtali, and Dan, who was the Me'asef L'chol HaMachanot. What's interesting is that if we count the cities allocated to all the Shevatim, with the exception of Yehuda, we'll count 112 cities, which is the exact number of cities that were given to Yehuda in Perek Tetvav. Pasuk Aleph. ויישא הגורל השני לשמעון, למטה בני שמעון למשפחותם, והיא נחלתם בתוך נחלת בני יהודה. The second גורל fell to Shimon, to the tribe of Shimon, to their families, and their nahala, their portion of land, was within the portion of land that belonged to Bnei Yehuda. So the second lot of Shimon, second one meaning after Binyamin, fell in the midst of Nahalat Bnei Yehuda, fulfilling the words of Yaakov Avinu in his beracha to Shimon before he died, Ahalekem beYaakov vaAfisem beYisrael. I shall spread them out within Yaakov and I shall disperse them within Yisrael. So Shimon did not receive his own territory on its own, rather they were within the Nahalat Bnei Yehuda. So when the three people from each Shevet who divided up the land, as we saw earlier, in the previous Perakim, they set a portion of land within Yehuda's large territory. And the Goral Shimon received was in this land itself. As we'll see, Shimon's cities are concentrated in a few places in the northern Negev within Nahalat Bnei Yehuda. Vahi lahem b'nahalatam be'er sheva ve'sheva u'molada. And these were what they received within their heritage, within their Nahala, Be'er Sheva. Be'er Sheva is a large city today in southern Israel. This city was part of Yehuda's cities they were given, and as we'll see, several cities will be given over to Shimon. Be'er Sheva is one of them. Sheva is another city. Radak assumes this to be right near Be'er Sheva. And Molada, right? Molada they also received from Yehuda. Bahasar Shu'al Ubala Va'atzim. Hatzar Shu'al was also from Yehuda. Bala, it's the Ba'ala of Yehuda. Atzim is also from Yehuda. Be'el Tolad Uvtul Ve'Horma. El Tolad and Horma were both from Yehuda. Ve'Tziklag U'Bet HaMarkavot V'Hatzar Susa. Tziklag was from Yehuda as well. U'Bet Leva'ot V'Sharuhen. Right, Bet Leva'ot. This is the Bet Leva'ot of Yehuda. Arim Shelosh Esre V'Hatzrehem, a total of 13 cities and its villages. 13 cities in total, if we count them, there are 14. So, flowing with the Pirush we've used until now, one of these cities mentioned did not have a wall around it to categorize it as a city. Ayin, Rimon, V'Ayeter, V'Ashan. Right, these four cities were also from Yehuda. Arim Arba V'Hatzrehem. Four cities in total. These four cities were in the Negev and in the nearby Shefela. V'chol ha'chatzerim asher sivivot ha'arim ha'ele ad ba'alat be'er ramat Negev zot nachalat metei b'nei Shimon u'mishpechotam. And all the chatzerim, all the yeshuvim without a wall around the yeshuv that were around these cities until ba'alat be'er and ramat Negev. Ba'alat be'er, this could be the be'alot in Yehuda. This is the Nahala of the tribe of Bnei Shimon to their families. Mehevel Bnei Yehuda Nahalat Bnei Shimon, from within the territory, from within the portion of Bnei Yehuda was the Nahala of the tribe of Shimon. Ki haya chelek Bnei Yehuda rav mehem, because Bnei Yehuda's territory was too big for them. Vayinhalu Bnei Shimon betoch Nahalatam, and Shimon lived amongst them. Right, so we close off with a very similar opening when we closed off Vayinhalu Bnei Shimon betoch Nahalatam, just as we opened up Vayinahalam Nahalatam betoch Nahalat Bnei Yehuda. That sums up Shimon's territory, Shimon's cities. They don't have such defined borders. They're within the tribe of Yehuda, just as Yaakov Avinu's Beracha that he mentioned much earlier in Sefer Bereshit. They have a total of 17 cities. Now, moving on to the next one, the third Goral of Zevulun. Zevulun is the next one we jump to. Even though Yisachar was older, the Navi starts with Zevulun. We've had a few precedents for this already by Birkat Yaakov and Birkat Moshe, and also by the list of the Nesi'im who will divide up the land, as we saw in Sefer Bemidbar. So Zevulun's territory, as we'll see, is in the area between Haifa in the south and Akko in the north, along the Mediterranean coast. The Navi will map out its borders. Vayaseh Goral Hashelishi Livnei Zevulun Mishpechotam, and the third lot fell to the children of Zebulun, to their families. Vahi givu nahalatam ad Sarid, and the border of their nahala, of their territory, reached Sarid. That was the southeast border. Ve'ala givulam layama umar'ala ufaga bedabashet, and their border ascended westward towards the Mediterranean. And the Pasuk lists places along the way westward towards the sea. And to Mar'ala, it reached Dabashet. Ufaga ila Nahal asher al pene Yokne'am, and it hit the Wadi, the Nahal, that was facing Yokne'am. Yokne'am is an ancient Kana'ani city in the Carmel. We said here that their border stretched towards the sea. It's not clear from here whether or not the Mediterranean itself was its actual western border. Earlier, though, in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yod, we saw that Menashe, who was south of Zebulun, reached Asher, who was north of Zebulun, seemingly cutting Zebulun out of the coastline territory. But we do know from Birkat Yaakov, Zebulun lechof yamim yishkon, Zebulun will be on the coastline, on the by the ocean, and from Birkat Moshe as well, Kishefa Yamim Yinaku, also by the oceans, and Hazal and other outside sources such as Josephus state that Zevulun bordered the Mediterranean. So I saw Da'at Mikra for an explanation that Zevulun's cities along the coastline where they lived were swallowed within Asher's territory. So their border didn't actually reach the Mediterranean, but they had cities along the coastline of the Mediterranean. Now, after mapping out the southern and western border, the Navi moves on to explain the eastern border. Veshav misarid, and it returned from Sarid eastward. Kedma mizrah hashemesh, eastward towards where the sun rises. Al gevul kislot tavor, until the border of Kislot Tavor, which is a city of Yisachar, east of Zevulun. So their eastern border reached Yisachar, who was adjacent to them. Ve'asar il ha-daverat ve'ala Yafia, and it went out towards Daverat, and it ascended towards Yafia. U'misham avar kedma mizrahan, from there passed eastward, Gita Hefer Ita Kasin, to Gita Hefer. We know this will be the birthplace of Yonah. Aita Katsin, and it went Ve'yatzar Rimon HaMetoar HaNe'ah, and it went towards Rimon HaMetoar and Ne'ah, Ve'nasabutu HaGevul Mitzefon Hanaton, and the border curved northwards towards Hanaton. There is a kibbutz today in Israel called Kibbutz Hanaton, right in that area. Ve'ayu Tosiotav Ge Yiftach El, and it ended at Ge Yiftach El. That takes care of the northern border. and all the cities that bordered Zivulun from all around. Now the Pesukim will list the cities within those borders, an additional 5 cities, Ve'katat, V'nahalal, V'shimron, V'yid'ala, U'Bet'lachem. Right? Bet'lachem, Bet'lachem. This is not the Bet'lachem in Yehuda. There are a few cities named Bet'lachem, literally a house of bread. Probably a city that was known for supplying bread to its neighboring areas. Arim, Shetem, Esre, V'chatzrehem, 12 cities in total, and its villages. So it could be these 5 plus another 7 from the list of bordering cities we counted in Pesukim Yud Yudalid are making up the 12. We don't know exactly which of the bordering cities are the ones counted, the additional 7, but we do know we need another 7 cities to make up these 12. Zot nachalat b'nei Zivulun u'mishpechotam he'arim ha'eleh v'chatzrehem. This is the nachala of the children of Zivulun to their families, the cities and their villages. Now for Shevet Yisachar, they are in the southeast of the southern Galilee. Menashe is south of them, Zivulun is west of them, and Naphtali will be in the north of them. Le'Yisachar yasa ha'goral ha'revi'i, Livnei Yisachar mishpechotam. To Yisachar fell the fourth goral, the fourth lot, to the children of Yisachar, to their families. Vayhi gevulam Yisraela ve'akesulot v'shunem. We open up by saying this is their border, and then we start listing cities within their borders. Their borders we know from the surrounding Shevatim around them. We also see in Pasuk Kafbet, their eastern border is clearly defined as the Yarden. So these 3 cities that we mentioned, Yisraela, Kesulot, and Shunem, are within their borders. V'hafaraim, v'shion, v'anaharat. Hafaraim, this could be the Hafaraim Babik'ah, which is mentioned in Mishnayot Menachot. From there they brought the fine flour to the Beit HaMikdash. V'harabim, v'kishon, v'aves. V'remet, v'en ganim, v'en hada, u'vet pases. En ganim is Jenin. U'fagah gevul betavor, v'sha hasima, u'bet shemesh, v'ayu toseot gevulam hayarden. Arim shesh esre v'chatzrehem. So the border hit Tavor, Tavor in the northeast of their Nahala, Bet Shemesh. Bet Shemesh is also a name for a few cities in Eretz Kanaan. This Bet Shemesh is in the north, not the Bet Shemesh that we're familiar with today. And the Yarden was its eastern border, a total of 16 cities and its villages. Zot Nahalat Mateh B'nei Yisachar L'mishpechotam He'arim V'chatzrehem. This is the portion to the tribe of B'nei Yisachar, to their families, their cities, and their villages. Next, we move on to Shevet Asher. Asher is in the northwest of Eretz Yisrael. They have the upper Galilee, Nahariya, Rosh Nikra areas. Vayeseh ha-goral ha-hamishi, l'mateh b'nei Asher l'mishpechotam. The fifth goral, the fifth lot, fell to the tribe of the children of Asher, to their families. Vahi gibulam halkat v'hali v'beten v'achshaf. And their borders. And again, we start listing some cities. Halkat is in the southeast. And Hali, Beten, Achshaf. Ve'ala melech ve'am'ad u'mish'al. Mish'al seems like all these were in the southwest and it reached these upcoming cities in the west. Ufaga be'karmel, it reached all the way in the west. Karmel ha'yama u'pshihor livnat. Shihor livnat is one of the nehalim, one of the wadis, the rivers up north, some identified as Nahal Na'aman that spills out near Akko. Veshav Mizrah HaShemesh. So that was all the southern border, and now it heads eastward. Bet Dagon Ufaga Bizvulun Uvge Yiftach El Safona Bet Ha'emek Un I'el Veyasa El Kavul Misemol. So now again, starting from Helkat that we mentioned in Pasuk Havheh, it now head to hit Zivulun in the southeast, and it hit Ge Yiftach El in the north. We saw in Pasuk Yudal that Ge Yiftach was the northern border of Zivulun, and here it is the southern border of Asher. Bet Emek Uniel, and it head out to El Kavul on the left, meaning in the north. Now for the north and western borders, ve'ivron urhov ve'hamon ve'kana. Rehov, this was mentioned in Perashat Miraglim, ad rehov levohamat, in the northwest of Eretz Israel, ad Sidon Rabbah, until the city Sidon Rabbah. This is the capital of the Sidonim. Veshava Givul Harama ve'ad ir Mivsarsor, and the border turned towards Ramah and the city of Mivsar Tzor. So both Tzor and Sidon are part of Nahalat Asher and part of what Bnei Yisrael is supposed to conquer. These were two major Kena'ani cities. Veshava Givul Hosa ve'ayuto se'otav hayama mehevel achziv, and the Givul, the border, turned toward Chotza, and it ended by the sea, by the portion of Achziv. Ve'uma ve'afek urhov. Right, this Rehov, there are two Rehovs in Asher's territory. It's not the same Rehov that we mentioned earlier in Pasuk Kafhet. Arim esrim ushtaim ve'chatzrehem, a total of 22 cities and their villages. Zod nahalat matev bnei Asher l'mishpechotam he'arim ha'eleh ve'chatzrehem. This is the portion to the tribe of the children of Asher, to their families, their city, these cities and their villages. If we count the cities, now we mentioned there were 22 in total, but if you count them, there were actually 23. So one place mentioned is not surrounded by a wall. Rabbi Yehuda Elitzur assumes this to be Hevel Achziv. Hevel meaning a portion of land of Achziv, not necessarily a city. Now we move on to Naphtali. Naphtali is on the eastern side of the Upper Galilee. Livne Naphtali Yatza Goral HaShishi, to the children of Naphtali fell the sixth Goral. Livne Naphtali L'mishpechotam, to the children of Naphtali, to their families. Vayhi Gevulam, and this were their borders, Mihelef Me'elon B'Sa'ananim Va'adami Hanekev V'Yabne'el Ad Lakum. So it started from Helef in the south. It went Vayito Seotav HaYarden, it went through all these places until it reached at the end the Yarden, all the way in the east. Veshava Givul Yama Aznot Tavor, and the border now returned westward towards Aznot Tavor. This would be a city near Har Tavor. So Har Tavor, which is later famous in the times of Deborah, was a meeting point of three Shevatim: Yisachar, Zevulun, and now Naphtali. Ve'atza Misham Hukoka, and from them it went from there it went towards Hukoka. Ufagab Zevulun min Negev, and it hit Zevulun in the south. So Zevulun bordered Shevet Naphtali in the south. Uba'asher Pagam Yam, and it hit Asher in the west. So they bordered Asher in the west. Ubihuda Hayarden Mizrah Hashamish, and Yehuda, they bordered Yehuda by the Jordan, by the Yarden, in the east. So this needs to be understood. Since we know the tribe of Menashe was east of them, why is the Pasuk over here saying that Yehuda was east of them? As we know, Yehuda was all the way in the south. So Da'at Mikra explains that to the east was a family who was from Yehuda lineage, Ya'ir ben Menashe. Right? Ya'ir, the son of Menashe. If we look in Dibrei HaYamim Aleph, Perek Bet, Pasuk Kaf Aleph, we'll see that Ya'ir is actually from Chetzron ben Peretz ben Yehuda. So Ya'ir ben Menashe, who we call Ya'ir the son of Menashe, his lineage is actually from Shevet Yehuda. Yet he married a woman from Menashe, as you'll see there in Dibrei HaYamim. So the father himself was actually from Shevet Yehuda. It was his land that bordered Naphtali in the east. Ve'are Mivsar, and their fortified cities were Hatsidim, Ser, Ve'hamat, Rakat, Ve'chinaret. Hamat is near Tiberia. Kineret is Jinosar, which is north of Tiberia. Ve'adama, Ve'harama, Ve'hatsor. Hatsor is north towards Kriyat Shmona. Ve'kedesh, Ve'edrei, Ve'en Hatsor. And Kedesh is one of the Are Miklat. Elsewhere it's referred to as Kedesh Naphtali. Right, Ve'edrei, Ve'en Hatzor, Ve'ir'on, U'migdal'el, Horem, U'bet Anat, U'bet Shamesh. right? This Beit Shemesh is another city in Eretz Canaan called Beit Shemesh. Arim Tesha Esrei V'Hatzrehem, a total of 19 cities. If you count them, you'll count 24 places. So five of them weren't walled. And there, V'Hatzrehem, also their villages. Zot Nahalat Mateh B'nei Naphtali Limishpechotam. This is the Nahala of the tribe of the children of Naphtali to their families. He Arim V'Hatzrehem, their cities and their towns. Now for Shevet Dan. Dan is the last tribe to receive a portion of land in Eretz Israel. Their land will be on the coast in between Yehuda and Ephraim. So now we're swinging down south. It's in the areas of Yafo and Bnei Brak today. Nemateh v'nei Dan nemishpechotam yatsa ha-gorat ha-shevi'i. And to the tribe of the children of Dan, to their families, fell the seventh goral, the seventh lot. Vayhi givul nahalatam, in their border of their nahala was Tzor'ah ve'eshta'ol ve'ir shamish. Tzor'ah and Eshta'ol were mentioned in Yehuda's cities as well. Seems as though these were the bordering cities of Dan, southern border between them and Yehuda. Ve'sha'alabin ve'ayalon ve'idla. Ayalon, a city in the valley of Ayalon, we recognize this place from the words of Yehoshua. Shemesh b'Givon Dom v'Yarech b'Emek Ayalon. Ve'elon v'Timnata v'Ekron. Ekron and Timnata were also mentioned in Yehuda's cities. Ve'elteke v'Gibbeton u'Ba'alat. V'Yehud u'Vnei Berak v'Gat Rimon. Bnei Berak, same place as modern day Bnei Berak. Umehayarkon veharakon. Mehayarkon is actually a river today. It spills into the Mediterranean near Tel Aviv Yafo. Im hagevul mul Yafo. Right? These were on the border, right parallel to Yafo. Yafo was once an ancient port city, now southern Tel Aviv. So, just to mention, there is no count over here of Dan's cities or their borders. But the borders, though, can be figured out from their surrounding Shevatim. As we know, Ephraim is in the north, is right north of them. Binyamin is east of them. Yehuda is south. And the Mediterranean is on the west, right? They were on the sea. Vayeseh givul b'nei Dan mehem. Now we're going to see Dan actually extending. They're going to actually leave part of their territory and shoot up all the way north and conquer some areas all the way in the north. So Vayetse Givul Ben Edam Mehem, meaning it spread out, it extended, since the land they received wasn't enough, and they went all the way up north near the Banyas and near the Hermon to attack Leshem, as we're going to read in the Pasuk. Vayalu Ben Edam Vayilahamu Im Leshem Vayilkidu Ota Vayaku Ota Lefi Cherev Vayirashu Ota Vayeshevu ba, vayikreu leleshem dan, keshem dan avihem. Right, so the borders were extended, meaning it was spread out, and they went all the way, Bnei Dan went up, and they fought against Leshem, and they conquered it, and they killed them. They killed the people in the city to the mouth of the sword. They conquered the city, they dwelled in the city, and they called the city Leshem. Now they called it Dan, after their father Dan, right? They're from the tribe of Dan, so they named it Dan. So the place that they conquer, Leshem, is actually the same place as Laish, mentioned later on in Sefer Shoftim by Pesil Micha. It's in the northern part of Naphtali's territory. So they went all the way up north to the northern part of Naphtali's territory and conquered a city over there. We see here that from very early on, Dan conquered the north. From here comes the term referring to all of Eretz Israel, Midan ve'ad Be'er Sheva. Right? From Dan in the north all the way until Be'er Sheva in the south, that encompasses all of Eretz Israel. Zot nahalat mateh b'nei Dan mishpechotam, he'arim ha'ele v'chatzrehem. This is the territory of the tribe of the children of Dan to their families, these cities and their villages. Vaychalu linhol את הארץ. לגבולותיה, ויתנו בני ישראל נחלה ליהושע בן נון בתוכם. and now for Yehoshua's territory himself. Bnei Israel finished dividing up the land to their borders, and now Bnei Israel give a nahala, give a portion of land to Yehoshua bin Nun amongst them. Al pi Adonai natinu lo et ha'ir asher sha'al et timnat serach behar Ephraim, vayivne et ha'ir vayeshev ba. Bnei Israel gave Yehoshua the city that he asked for. Based on God's word, they gave him Timnat Serach, that was the name of the city, in the mountains of Ephraim, and he built the city, and he lived in it. Ele hanehalot asher nihalu el azar kohen, vihoshua bin Nun, v'rashe ha'avot lematot bnei Yisrael, begoral b'shilo lifnei Adonai petach oel moed, v'yichalu mechalek et ha'aretz. These are the territories that El Azar HaKohen and Yehoshua bin Nun and the leading people of each tribe of Bnei Israel assigned through a goral, through a lottery, in Shiloh, in front of God, in front of, at the opening of Ohel Moed, and they finished dividing up the land. So it's in Shiloh, in front of Hashem, at the opening of Ohel Moed, clearly here that all this was done by the word of God. With that, we close off with a very similar pasuk that we opened up Perek Yudalad with when Yehoshua started dividing up the land. Right, we opened up with Ve'ele asher nahalu bnei Yisrael be'eretz Kena'an asher nihalu otam el azar kohen v'Yehoshua binun v'rashe avot hamatot bnei Yisrael. And over here, we close off with Ele hanahalot asher nihalu el azar kohen v'Yehoshua binun v'rashe Ha'avot lematot bnei Israel, by the way of a goral, by the word of Hashem, and they finished dividing up the land. With that, we conclude the division of the land to bnei Israel. Next couple of perakim, we'll see the Are Miklat, the cities of refuge, and the cities given to the Leviim.